Do you ever miss the night sky? Nuh-uh. It's nothing. It's not nothing, it's something. It's something I've been thinking about. I mean, look up. This room is like a tomb. No windows, an iron door. Don't you miss seeing the moon, stars? Lying with me. You just have this ceiling. No, I don't want you to put glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling. That's it. That is exactly. That is why I'm in so much trouble. What kind of trouble can a vampire get into? Well, unexpected trouble, apparently. Now I'm... Well, I won't say no to a hug. But I'm alright. I'm completely fine. Don't you miss holding someone warm? You'll warm me up, will you? Why do you have to be so you? I don't have any defense against it. I can't counter it. I can't hold back. I never expected this. No, I don't mean I didn't expect you to hug me, but actually I do. I was never humanity's biggest fan. Even before I was turned, my life was... No child should know such darkness. No child should be witness to the darkness in man's heart. And when I was brought across, my hatred just grew. I hunted with a smile. And you're still holding me. I'm revealing my darker secrets. I was a cold-blooded hunter. I didn't hunt for blood, I hunted for fun, for sport. It was all I knew. My master was... What do mortals call them? Ah, yes, one of the ancient kind. His blood was slow and thick, and his heart was cold. And that's the reality I knew. My existence was dark and cold. It wasn't until I met another of our kind that I realized that it didn't have to be like that. My stone heart began to fall, but humanity, it was always something apart. Something that existed in my world, but separate from myself. Something on the horizon. And then vampires stepped out of the shadows. And suddenly, humanity wasn't on the horizon, it was across the street. Some of us, how would you say, were fangirls? Utterly obsessed with humanity. Obsessed with chasing that intangible essence of being human. You lose it when you cross over. You lose so much. But that wasn't me. I didn't care either way. I was indifferent. But I was lonely. But I wouldn't admit it. It's the cost of ancient blood. Everyone has an intention. And none of them are good. Everyone has an agenda, a plan. My bloodline could rule all of vampiric society. That's why I sleep in this room. This modern tomb. But the loneliness, it was driving me crazy. And that's when I saw the sign. The most ridiculous sign. Vampire speed dating. Don't smile. I can't believe I actually signed up. I used a false name. I didn't realize that. I was on the spot and I didn't realize that Buffy was a vampire sec. I didn't know! I just thought it was a friendly name. And I wanted to be friendly. You think honey is a friendly name? You are so sweet. And it is. But it's not my name. It's a name I've worn, existed under for so many years. But it's not my name. No one knows. It's not the sort of thing you tell someone. Yes, I did just tell you. And that, again, is the problem. So, vampire speed dating. I didn't know what to expect, but vampire junkies. Desperate to be bitten, it was. I regretted it the moment I stepped in there, but when I choose to do something, I always follow through. It was torture. And that was before I realized that the name Buffy, it was just going to make everything worse. But there you were, at the bar. A moonbeam of sanity in the night of madness. You were drunk. But you were sane. So, very much the lesser of 36 evils. I never expected this. You weren't just meant to be a diversion. Don't pout. You're not a diversion. You're much more than that. Difficult. When you asked me to walk home with you to protect you, I laughed. And then you asked me what was wrong because I froze. That was the first time I had laughed. Honestly, laughed without sarcasm without intending to manipulate someone, without cruelty in decades. I should have turned and run, but I couldn't. So I walked you home, made sure that you were safe. And I watched your window until sunrise. I barely made it home. Really, what would you have done if I had asked to stay? You would have let me. You are so foolish and so sweet and... I didn't intend to see you again. I didn't intend to date you. And then I pretended it was easy, casual. Until I invited you here to my home. I have resting places I could have taken you. They're comfortable. I didn't have to bring you here. I didn't have to bring you home. But I never thought not to. And now you have a key. You have a security profile. The wolves know you. You know how to get past all the wards. You spend more time here than you do at your own place, and I'm drowning. This isn't easy, this isn't casual, this is... I plan to walk away. I plan to be cold. I plan to say something cruel, like a dagger. Just stab your heart until it bled. Make you leave. Make you turn around and just leave me here. Because that's the only way. That's the only way I can. I don't want you to go. And I won't willingly let you go. You're in my heart. You're not in my heart, you are my heart. Give me your hand. Do you feel it? I have a heartbeat. The blood of the ancients runs in my veins. It's slow and thick, and it does not love. I don't know what you've done to me. If I were romantic, I would say you've given me my humanity back. But it's not simple. And that makes it so dangerous for you. I love you. I love you with everything I am, and that is years. I'm older than you know. I have so many secrets, and they are yours. I want to show myself to you. I want to be laid bare, vulnerable, completely exposed. I want you to know all of me. And that is insanity. I've lost my mind. I'm lost in you, and terrified. I haven't been afraid. I haven't felt fear in centuries, a millennia. I'm shaking. You're right, you're warming me up. I need to give you the trace. No, don't. I need to. Because you know I've never fed from you. It wasn't because you weren't my type. Oh, I can't believe I said that. I guess centuries of lying comes in useful sometimes. It's because if I feed from you, everyone will know. You'll be marked. It will be indelible beneath the skin, but everyone will see it. Not just vampires. Such is my blood that even mortals will sense a change. And there are other things in the night. Things that have not yet been revealed to anyone. There are things that not even vampires know of. And if I feed from you, if I consume that which I adore, I do adore, you'll be mine. Holy. And there is only one way that this can end. I'll bring you over. I'll turn you, I'll change you, and I don't want to. I don't want you to lose you. But if I feed from you, you'll be mine, and I want you to be mine. I need you to choose. You are so ridiculous. I'm asking you to make the biggest decision of your life, and all you can say is neck or wrist, really. I never thought I would fall for someone like you. I never thought I would fall full stop. But I have. In answer to your question, wrist. I want you to hold me. Because I'm nervous. Okay. It won't hurt. I've never fed with emotion before. You'll feel what I'm feeling. Are you sure? I need you to be... Fine, I'm getting on with it. You really know how to ruin a moment. Your blood is so sweet. I should have known. Darling, you're crying. Did it hurt? Then why are you crying? Of course I love you. I told you. You feel it. There's no going back now. Things have changed for both of us. This may not end well. But I would hazard that I don't care. Oh, come here. Yes, that's your blood. I don't think you taste metallic. I think you taste like sunlight and moonlight and starlight and a thousand nights dancing. You taste like paradise. And the horizon. You look tired. You should sleep. This can wait for the morning. But we will have to talk. I love you. I adore you. You are. You are worth the fall. No matter what happens, you are worth the fall. Good night, my beloved. I hope we haven't made a mistake. I hope we won't regret this, but although right now, in the warm glow of your love, the taste of your blood still on my lips, I could never see this as a mistake. I could never see smile.